Welcome once again to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast. I'm David Krennan. I'll be leading a group of professional comedians and improvisers through a game of the Star Wars RPG, where they'll be trying to keep their characters alive on the edges of the galaxy while on the run from the Empire. So all the same faces as last time. It's going to be a great session, guys. Hang on and enjoy. Here we go! Woo! Everybody, welcome once again to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast. The only podcast that dares ask, who are you calling scruffy looking? Right?
Yeah.
These are my... Well, I try and start it. Yeah, okay, I got it.
Don't explain it.
Experimental. We're
just, yeah, that's better. That's right. Hi, I'm Matt Cook. I'm playing Baltar Zinn, the Tal's ace smuggler.
I love it. Okay, and of course everyone knows the Tal's are the kind of abominable?
Yeah.
Abominable snowman-looking character from that one really brief scene in Mos Eisley Cantina.
Muftok.
That's right.
My favorite guy.
That's the sound you know. Tom Fonz.
Hey, I'm Tom Fonz. I play Decryption Android Aeronautical Mechanic and Navigator. He's a droid, underworld mechanic technician. You'll find out more, probably.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
We know who you are. We love you. Fan favorite.
Mm. New player.
New player.
New player, new to this.
New player,
so
Tom
new.
Fonz.
Super new. Out of the box new.
All right. We also have...
Jeanette. Hi, Jeanette. I'm in your house. I play Lorik. He's cool.
And Lorik is...
Lorik is cool. He's a Wookiee. He can't say no. He's got a lot of heart.
We haven't tested this. You can't say no premise.
I'm just a Wookiee who can't say no.
Hi, I'm Andrew. I play Gippy Bindu, who is a geriatric Mon Calamari politico pushing 400 pounds.
And I'm Gary Soldati. I am playing MJ, the human bounty hunter assassin. He looks like Ron Perlman.
Nice.
That's right. Yeah. Looks like Ron Perlman, sounds, acts like Ron Perlman.
Yep.
Would be cast as Ron Perlman.
His character would be cast as Ron Perlman in a Ron Perlman biopic.
Yes, correct. Can you talk about your miniature, by the way? Have you guys seen that Gary has brought a miniature?
Oh.
Oh, for this game.
This was shipped to me by Iron Tusk, who I know from Crit Juice. And it's amazing. It's amazing. Thank you so much. And he sent it to me on his birthday.
Awesome.
He's a great
dude.
Very talented. He's great. The miniatures he makes are the best miniatures I've ever played with. Like, his paint jobs are great. So what's here? Once again, I'm, of course, David Krennan. I'm going to be the GM for
live studio audience.
Thank you. Nice. The GM here again for you guys today. So once again, of course, we have a band of scraggly exiles and outcasts trying to stay alive on the fringes of the galaxy while they're being hunted down by the Empire. So let's see if they can do it again. We're playing once again at the beautiful Clockwork Couture in...
Yes!
Holiday season.
So awesome.
Holidays are coming up.
Or recently passed.
Or have recently passed, or maybe in the far future.
It's always a holiday coming.
Depending on when you listen to this. Buy something on their great website. Buy some of their amazing... It's a steampunk store, but their fashion's just great, I have to say. There's lots of great stuff. Wear a top hat any time of the year. So www... ClockworkCouture.com. That's CLOCKWORKCOUTURE.com. Okay, so last time, the guys were just escaping Ord Mantell. They had finally recovered the artifact. Unfortunately, they were being hunted down by a flight of Rodians, who were apparently mercenaries or something like that, paid to get this thing back. There was a high-stakes shootout in a orbital junkyard, essentially. The guys were victorious after a little bit of...
Plan C.
Plan C in it a little bit there, yep. They managed to limp their badly damaged spacecraft into a nearby spaceport. Unfortunately, you found not so friendly of a welcome because the Imperials were present. They apparently were scouring this whole side of the galaxy looking for this artifact. They started going through your ship. You bluffed your way out of it. Things quickly went very, very badly. You guys commandeered a new vessel, shot proton torpedoes into the Doopy 2, which exploded in a fireball, and are now flying out of this dock and attempting to escape. You guys found the holocron, the original Doopy, left with all of his notes about this artifact, right? revealing that he thinks it's actually a key, that this key is probably something incredibly ancient, possibly even part of the legendary, fabled Infinite Rakata Empire from eons before the civilized galaxy. It's a key to something. He doesn't know what, but he has one lead for you, the Pandelian system, which none of you have even heard of. It's like way out in the armpit region of outer space. And where we left off, the crew was sitting on, or basically had just boarded and taken off from a space dock, which is currently engulfed in flames, which means you guys need to make a hasty retreat because there's plenty of Imperials over here. We've got TIE fighters, etc., etc. This new ship, as you guys know, is one of the Millennium Falcon ships. It's the YT-1400-like freighter. Unfortunately, this thing looks like it's not quite as beautiful and well taken care of as the Millennium Falcon. The whole thing's a beautiful brownish rust color. There's all sorts of visible battle damage on the outside, and you had just chased out a whole group of Jawas, which apparently were the previous owners of this ship. So you guys have just pulled out of the port. It's, you know, a couple clicks behind you. At the helm, you see that this place is a mess, filled with junk. The whole dashboard, or whatever that would be, is covered with knickknacks and partially dismantled droid pieces. It's all over the place. There's like a little, like, booster seat, like a child seat set into the pilot seat that you have to tear out of the way to get down, probably before you even fired anything. You've just taken off when all of a sudden an ear-splitting siren starts going over all the PA systems on board the ship. Just a woot, 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 woot. No stop to that. Additionally, there's a blaring sound over possibly whatever their music system is of freeform jizz. Freeform jizz fills the cabin.
Jizz music.
Jizz music. Andrew, what is jizz music? Can you explain that?
Jizz music is the kind of music that you would hear in the original cantina scene in Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
Thank you.
Yeah, they could have gone with, I don't know, any other vowel, essentially.
But they went with jizz.
They went with jizz.
They could have reassigned all the letters.
Yeah.
They could have called it cantina music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's called jizz music, so jizz music
that's
is
canon.
Yes.
No, jizz. This is not even jizz music. This is freeform jizz.
This is splooge.
Yeah, some people call it splooge. It's cranked all the way up, and it just sounds like. At ear-splitting volumes, echoing throughout the entire ship. You guys also, at this point, as the excitement and the adrenaline of the escape wears off, notice the incredible rank odor that permeates the entire ship. Jawas, famously somewhat stinky, and this ship, like, doesn't just smell like Jawa, smells like Jawa sweaty crotch. Like, it smells really, really bad right now. And in fact, it almost seems like it must be emanating from somewhere in the ship.
I roll down a window.
How does space work?
I'm oddly starving.
And finally, Val, you notice as you're at the helm, there's like several different warning lights are flashing and like a little like pop-up keeps popping up in front of one of the panels, but it's all in a language you don't speak.
We should have taken the yacht.
Yeah, we look out the window, and there's this luxury lot. And you just see people with, like, wine glasses looking at us. And, you know, and it glistens. And we're in this shit, like, motorhome full of jizz music. And,
that's and correct.
I don't know what they're missing.
All right.
So early in the podcast.
All this music going on, this horrible music, is going to upgrade the difficulty of any checks you guys need to make. As you're just distracted, you can't focus by it. The rank smell is also going to give you guys an extra setback dice on any checks you're trying to make, with the exception of Lorik, whose extra sensitive nose is going to suffer 2 setback dice, and the droid Dam, who gets no setback dice, because while your olfactory senses can pick up on this, it doesn't bother you. And possibly Giphy. Giphy, how do you...
He loves it. He should get a plus to everything.
Yeah.
So you or you're distracted.
That's true. I'm actually between the sweet serenading of the jizz and the sweaty crotch stink. I'm just like I almost feel like I'm back in the womb. Like I'm just like slowly nodding off.
You'll bring back all sorts of sordid memories. Let me talk to you about them at length.
So you also have Giphy standing right behind your shoulder, Bal, and just rattling on and on as you're trying to figure out what's going on.
Dam is with Bal in the helm, right?
Okay, there's the pilot seat and the co-pilot seat. There's also a couple gunnery decks up there that you guys can get into. And then there's like a whole mechanics bay for repairing things and stuff like that. Bal and Dam, you guys know this ship's not going to go anywhere until you punch in an astrogation course. So right now you're just kind of like cruising out, and there are plenty of TIE fighters beginning to scramble out there around.
Right.
So I'm going to jump in a gunner seat.
To try and shoot some of the TIE fighters?
Maybe the luxury liner.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably at the extreme long range of that, of the whole, like, space dock. You could open fire on it if you wanted to. As you climb down the ladder into, the, like, the little, like, pit down there, a much more serious gun than the gun that the fire sprayer on.
So is there only one?
No, there's two. There seem to be two turrets in this place.
Okay, great. Because I think Lorik would be better at this than I am. So if there's two...
Oh, you'll do great.
Uh-huh.
Do I know where the air filter would be on this ship?
Go ahead and give me a perception check as you're trying to see what's going on with this horrible scent. One purple normally, but because of the music and the scent, you need two setback die and upgrade that purple to a red. And before you go one step further, let's roll the force die up and see how big our force pool is.
All right.
So the force die, as you guys hopefully remember, it's a 12-sided die. It's totally cool. It's got light side points and dark side points on it. Basically, use it to determine your destiny pool here, our little force pool. Light side points are good for you guys.
Yeah.
You can spend them to upgrade your dice rolls. Dark side points are good for me. I can spend them to downgrade, essentially, your rolls. Yeah!
Let's see. The force is with us.
Okay, one light side point from Lorik, Matt Cook.
My rolls? I've never done this. All right, ready? Is that two bad things?
Yeah. Tom Fons, roll it up.
Ooh. One dark side point.
One dark side.
One light side
point.
And for me. Alright, one dark side point.
Goodness.
This is a good one. For a total you. Of. Yeah, great for me. We got five dark side points to two light side points, guys. So
I'm going to waste both of them finding the air filter.
Do it, man.
No! Okay.
I jest.
So you're going to look for the air filter?
Lorik is going to go air filter. I'm rolling two greens. Two blacks and a red.
This is going to be messy.
Two successes, three threat.
Okay, yeah, you find...
So I just take strain.
I like that, yeah. You're following your nose, literally. And it's leading you into the crew quarters. Normally it's the crew quarters and it can accommodate like three or four people. And what you see as you open the door, you recoil in horror. As you clamp your hand over your nose, you take two strain. You see that this has been turned into just like a nest, like an enormous rat. Nest by the Jawas.
Ugh.
It's just packed full of crap. It reeks of Jawa, and you can see the nest-like burrows kind of in this huge heap of trash where the Jawas
must
slumber.
Are there any living Jawas in it?
No living Jawas. However, as the door opens, some womp rats come scurrying out. Just a couple, just regular, not 2 meters, but just regular small little baby womp rats. It looks like if you could dump all this stuff out the airlock, it would really help with the air. And Gippy, you said you're just talking?
So. I'm remembering things I haven't remembered in years. I'm remembering names, faces. Well, it would be such a tragedy if someone would suddenly take this away from me.
So that brings us back to the two pilots.
Great.
So if one of you guys wants to roll an astrogation check, that's essentially what we'll need to get to the next system, the Pendillion system. From the looks of it, is a long trek. It's going to be maybe 4 full weeks of space travel to get out there. So,
well, at least we're comfortable.
So normally this would be just 2 purple, but unfortunately, because of all the sound and the stink...
He said he's droid.
Yeah, it's droid.
Oh. Okay, so great.
Listen, all it costs him is a soul. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, that's where he really trades it off.
Yeah.
No. I don't have any rights. So.
Oh, definitely not. Okay, fair enough. So you don't have to upgrade anything, no extra setback die, but I'm going to spend one of my many, many force points to upgrade one of your purples to a red. That's 1 purple... 1 red for the droid.
Great. So I'm now rolling a red, a yellow, a purple, and 2 greens.
You're good.
Okay. So, yeah. So we got 1 success and 1 threat.
So the success means no problem, this works. You punch in the coordinates. You don't get why everyone else is so bothered right now. You're like, I don't know. Organics are always stinky and loud. Like, punch it in. And are ready to jump to hyperdrive, but that, of course, falls to the pilot to actually do.
So can I do that and figure out what this warning thing is that keeps coming up? Is that a computer's roll?
Yeah, computer's check would be perfect. Just 1 purple, but you'll have to upgrade that to red and add a setback die on it.
Failure. And 2 threat.
So you start operating the panel in order to get things going. There's crumbs over everything. Like, these guys are filthy. As you're trying to, like, find the auto-translate button to see what's going on. Yeah, you finally translate it, and it just translates as, intruder alert! Intruder alert! Activating security system! And all of a sudden, the ship powers down. All the lights turn red. and the engines just go and shut off, and you guys are just dead in the space. And then you start hearing on the sensor array broadcasting like, "Help! Help! Help! Ship under assault! SOS! SOS!"
Great.
I love this track.
So that's on top of the... and so on. And
2 hours of that.
Yeah, it gets old quick. Okay, you're starting to see some TIE fighters coming into range. Gary, do you want to make an attack roll on that?
Am I able to if everything's shut down?
Yeah, we'll say the guns are not shut down during an emergency situation.
Gary's too fair. No. You're the only player I've ever seen take so much away from himself.
Well, then there's real life.
Gunnery.
That was a joke, everybody. It's not like a moment where we
get real worried.
Yeah.
People are tweeting like, "Hey, can we check in on Gary?"
I think he's reaching out.
Yeah, I got
not
real
reaching
dark
out
for a second.
Not reaching out. So a gunnery check.
Gunnery check. We'll say three purple at this point because they're kind of at long range.
Okay.
Oh, shit. But then one of those purples has to become a red.
Okay.
And then you also need a black because it stinks still.
Okay. But I'm aiming at one window. Like, they're not flying all over and I'm trying to focus. I'm just...
Take one of those purples off of it.
Great. Thank
you. We'll say you're just steady.
It's straight down the barrel.
You're shooting straight ahead. Yeah. Love it.
Ooh.
Wow, it's a crazy roll.
So that is... one success.
Yeah, a lot canceled on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, one success, no problem. So a TIE fighter is like coming out, and you just like bringing up the barrel right up, and you just clip it across the wing, and it starts spiraling to the side, and it's like a
woo! And do I know how many were in the bay?
At least a dozen.
At least a dozen.
Yeah, there was a full Imperial presence on this spaceport.
So when I blew it up, did it blow up in the entrance of this?
No, not enough advantage for that.
Right.
So yeah, just clip it as it comes through. Gippy?
Yes. I actually have the improved inspiring rhetoric talent.
Oh.
Which actually allows me to roll leadership to give someone a boost die for a number of rounds equal to my ranks in leadership.
Can you just plug headphones into the music system?
Oh yeah, just do that. No.
You choose to talk.
Yes. I begin a particularly graphic story that reminds me that I hear from the SOS signal. It says, there was a ship that was begging for their lives. However, sending out an SOS to anyone in the Trade Federation that could aid them. Fortunately, there was no agreement reached, so we murdered them all. Perhaps we should learn from this this occasion and take to heart that sometimes murder is necessary, fun, and comes right after extremely exciting coitus.
So anyway, that's my leadership role,
which I succeed on.
Yay!
Wow. Two success and four advantage.
Roll a setback die as well.
I have a talent that destroys all setback die on my leadership roll. I'm going to add a boost to Gary's next roll.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very well done. So you've got a boost. So you just hear his voice echoing down the stairwell.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, I'm so glad I'm not up there right now.
Yeah.
And that inspires you to do better.
Yeah, I can hear it over the music. How am I hearing this over the music? But it got through.
So, talking about this airlock, how...
There's an airlock. There's definitely a way to jettison crap.
Do you control it from outside the door? Do you have to be inside the room? That wouldn't make a lot of sense.
No, yeah. It's one of those airlocks, but you can only use it once because it just shoots you out into outer space and kills you.
So,
yeah, I know. It's a standard airlock. If you could gather up all this junk, or most of this junk, and force it all into the airlock and shoot it out into space, you would have no problem.
Would it be like an athletics?
An athletics check would be perfect. Two purple on that.
Okay. Doop-a-doo.
Of course, because of the stench, you have two setback, and because of the music, you've got one red on that. So instead of two purple, that's one purple, one red, and two black.
something odds.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, dang. All of my bad dies are empty.
Wow.
And that's... four Whoa. Successes and an advantage.
Like, you go in and you're like, I'm just going to grab this. You're like,
a Wookiee's job is never done.
You're like, this is going to take forever.
How does that sound in Wookiee?
That's how it sounds in Bobcat.
You get like a double handful of this stuff. You're like, I'm just going to wrestle all this junk out. And as you take the first handful out, you go, oh, there's like a whole big wheelbarrow with a dolly. and you're just like, this is going to be easy. You just load it all up, one load, like the whole place is like basically spotless.
Lorik, Tetris champion, knows how to get it all in one go.
That's right. In the background, you guys see Lorik just, like, you guys are at the helm trying to figure things out. Lorik just comes through with a big wheelbarrow just loaded up with crap, dumps it into the airlock. There's like a doop, like, door slides shut, turns red, and then just a second later, just a huge rush of crap comes shooting out into space. So the room's totally clean, and your one advantage is that
it kills the TIE fighters!
The debris spreads out kind of in a field out from you guys and is now forming this, like, obscuring debris field that's blooming out from your ship in the TIE fighters' path.
Nice!
So that'll be,
You're welcome!
So we littered?
Well done.
Yeah.
It's space. You've
entered the nest, excellent. The extremely difficult to detect Jawa children are finally off this ship.
Isn't this your, like, third orphanage that you murdered?
Yeah. He has a grudge against, like, innocence, I guess.
He's just having a hard time getting older.
Yeah.
I can't see it.
So Dan's going to do a computer's check to get things running again after this
sounds
situation.
Good. Two purple.
All right, so Dan is rolling three yellows and two purples for... That is...
Nice.
Two successes and two advantage. What is this?
That's failure.
It's two of them.
Yeah.
So...
You did nothing.
I did nothing. I have two advantages with...
So no successes, that means it's a failure.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't manage to get it up and running again. However, with your advantages, you do locate, you're like, is this it? But nope, that's just the knob to the music.
Oh, yes!
You can turn off the music now, so that's no problem. That means no one has to upgrade their difficulty checks anymore.
So, computers is the only way to get this thing going again, right?
Computers check.
So I'm going to do one of those.
Two purple still.
Great.
And you guys just blew all the crap out.
Yeah.
The music is down. So no more upgrades. No more setback dies. So just two purple.
So two versus two. Two green versus two purple.
You want to upgrade any of that? Oh, you don't need any force points. Tom Fons blew on your dice. Oh, no. I was wrong.
It's a failure with one advantage.
Okay. So you start going through just switches just systematically. You're like, nope. Like, lights off. Nope. Life support off. Nope. Like,
you're making him an idiot. My guy's like, rah, rah, rah.
Well, you're just, it's an unfamiliar control
Got
panel.
It. Okay.
It's all in a foreign language. You're just trying to figure it out. So
it's for people without talons.
Yes.
It's really awkward.
Yeah. Which is a stupid way to build a ship.
Yeah.
So because of your systematic approach, you're going to get a boost die on your next roll.
Great.
Malcolm, meanwhile, like through the explosion still, three TIE fighters just come tearing up. And I get a roll attack against you guys now.
You just hear Lorik whistling, cleaning out, just like walking through the ship.
Find an apron.
Yeah. It's cleaning until you get to the Wookiee rug room and you're like, start smashing everything.
So I get two yellow on that. Two yellow and a green against two purple. And one setback from all the debris in space right now as they try and get a lock on you guys. So the TIE fighters come swinging in. They rolled a bunch of success. Fortunately, you guys have a little bit of armor, and you only take 2 points of damage, but that does rattle you up.
So with the boost die from Gippy, roll two success.
Okay, great. So your gun comes right down the middle. You strike the TIE fighter, one of the three TIE fighters right in the center. It explodes. Its two wings go like spiraling off in opposite directions. You also hear the TIE fighters, the other two remaining TIE fighters. Who would be near the comm panel?
I guess that would be me, David.
I
would be near the comm panel.
Great. Well, you hear the TIE fighters. This is like a really upgraded, pretty nice comm panel. For some reason, it's picking up on Imperial frequencies. You don't know why it's tuned into this. Obviously, high-grade stuff.
So this is like those shitty little cars with those amazing sound systems?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was thinking, yeah. This is like...
and a spoiler.
Upgrade
yeah.
Civic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They're calling for backup or something like that. Over, we need additional TIE squadrons.
All right, so Gippy's instincts for espionage just kind of, like, supersede any emotional moment he's having about the lack of jizz in the cabin.
Never enough jizz for Gippy.
No, never. And grabs the space mic.
Breaker, Imperial Code 12876. Well, actually, it appears that the Suspects in question have escaped to a luxury yacht that was recently passed. Please commandeer this yacht and guide it back to the junker that was originally thought to contain the suspects.
Can you roll a deception check?
Sure, what would the difficulty on
that be? That's a good question there, Andrew. Let's say...
4 red.
I definitely am feeling 3 to 4 purple. Let's say 3 purple. But let's also say 2 setback.
Deception, you said?
Deception. You're pretty good at that?
No, actually, I am trained in it, but I'm not, like, crazy good in it.
Great, and I'm also going to spend a dark side point and upgrade one of those purple to a red.
Okay, cool. I got 2 purple, 1 red, 1 yellow, 1 green, and 2 setback, and I'm going to spend a light side point, upgrade my green to a yellow.
Done. And of course you get the 2 setback because they can hear the alarm system going off in the background as you're on the thing.
All right, fair enough. See how I do.
Ooh! Oh.
No, terribly.
Yeah, so for whatever crazy reason they don't buy that, I wind up with 3 failures and 2 threat. Which, given the circumstances, is not bad. No despair.
Did you hear that? Yeah, it sounds like they've got a comm system that can hack into Imperial frequencies. better eliminate them immediately. Scramble all squadrons. This doesn't sound good, basically. All sorts of chatter. And change frequencies. Okay. Oh,
I hang up and I'm like, oh, part of the plan. And then I just turn up the jizz music like, all the way. That's my threat.
Oh, yeah. I like
everyone's
it.
Like, ah!
Jizz music back up. So we get a. I'll start throwing some setback dies in here again.
Now that I assume the place is cleaned up and the smells
Yeah, the air purifiers are starting to get rid of the reek.
I imagine I hop in the other gun chair.
Jump in the other gunnery turret.
I'm gonna gung.
So how are we in this? Are we back to back?
No, so one of the gunnery turrets is... Yeah, so you're basically... One is up top, on top of the ship, and can go in any direction, and the other one's on the side. You have great firing arcs over anything. Right, you're not back to back. You're in totally separate pods.
Okay.
So which one are you in? Top one?
The less dickish one.
The top one, then.
The top one.
Okay.
Yes. And fire at some ties.
So that's 2 purple. Go ahead and roll that up.
Crank up the jizz, getting the gun.
Oh, the jizz is up, so turn one of the purple into a red.
Hey! I have 2 success.
Great. Yeah. So you take down another of the TIE fighters. So damn, you guys are basically trying to do this thing and then jump to hyperspace. Is this the idea?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and roll them up. Damn, we'll start with you. And by the way, if anyone was wondering what Dam looks like or any of the other characters, check out the updated players page on StarWarsRPGPodcast.com. I did my best to find pictures that I think represent what everyone looks like. I particularly like Gippy, which they're just some really goofy Mon Calamari out there looking.
Yeah.
Dam, you've got kind of an interesting droid look, and you guys can also see what Malcolm looks like.
They're all 100% nude and anatomically correct.
StarWarsRPGPodcast.com.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, I always think of Homer Simpson in the Moo Moo when I think about Gippy.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. That's how we would look if he was a Mon Calamari. It's just a random picture of Mon Calamari's, but got one guy just looks kind of out of it, and he's standing there with his arms kind of out in front of him and his hands dangling down, and he's just going, rah! I was like, yeah, all right. You're probably doing that a lot. Damn, sorry, not to interrupt.
No worries. Wait, 3 yells, and then...
I'm sorry, what check are you making?
Computer's check.
2 purple. Crushing it.
Great. Okay. That is 2 threat and 2 successes.
Great. No problem. All of a sudden, system powers back up. All of a sudden, the red lights turn off. You hear the engines power back up. Which is great. You see a big swarm of TIEs begin to come out of like 2 separate exit hangars on either side of the spaceport and come swooping in towards you guys. Matt Cook?
I'm going to make a piloting check to get us out of there since the coordinates have been punched in and the engine's now functioning.
Somebody say something cool to him. Ah! There it is. Okay, yeah, just 2 purple.
Okay. One success, 1 advantage.
You kick it up to full speed. Yeah, you guys lurch forward as all of a sudden your engines are engaged out of this debris cloud, and then 1 second later, zoom! Right into hyperspace, and you guys are gone.
Into an asteroid's
Okay, what are you looking at there? Yeah! The picture of Malcolm. You know who that is?
I know it is.
Yeah.
There's better pictures of him.
So awesome. Not a young one. It was that or the or Ron Perlman from...
Please go to the website.
Check it out, the players page. Also, information on there includes notable facts about the characters. Every episode those characters have shown up in.
Blood types.
If you're like, not blood types, but planet of origin. So if you forget which planet, say, Dam comes from, you know that. The only person I need to know planet of origin from is both Malcolm and Logan.
Great.
Which we don't know. So do you want to tell us right now on the podcast?
Yeah. Yep. He. So Malcolm is from Hobola, which is way off in the both in the Nandola galaxy. Is that
here's
correct?
The thing about Star Wars? No name you come up with will be too stupid.
Okay.
Star Wars universe.
There's Jonathan Doopy.
I stand corrected. Okay, so he came from the planet Hobola in the Nandola system.
Yep.
Okay, and they're both from there, or just Malcolm?
They grew up. Are there teens in Star Wars?
Yeah, they're
younglings.
Yes. So there were younglings together in the Hobola on the planet Hobola in the Nandola system.
Yeah, and one of the orphanages that Gippy didn't blow up.
So you worked in the mines then, if you were one of the orphanages I spared.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Tune in again next week for the next episode. And until then, remember, never tell me the odds.